February 15th, 2018. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 97. I'm Chris, and we have, Ryan's in the lower right. What's going on, Ryan?
Not too much. Just chilling.
All right. Dave in the lower left. Dave, what about you? What are you up to this evening?
Nothing. Just chilling. Oh, man, what's up? I've been looking forward to seeing you guys and talking to you and getting my Black Panther, like engines get ready.
Get that mojo getting ready.
Right.
Good deal.
Gonna go to the deepest, darkest parts of Africa and learn that we as white people are terrible.
We basically are. You mentioned mojo, Dave, too. How's your mojo this evening?
Liquored up and ready to go.
Whoa, all right.
Whoa.
And what about you, Adam?
I'm all right. I can't complain.
Sure you can. What were you eating earlier? I saw some sort of yogurt substance.
It was yogurt. It was very good.
But like a $2 a box yogurt or something?
Yeah, it was expensive
like
yogurt.
Key lime yogurt. It's really good. I like it.
Seems amazing.
Key lime yogurt.
I'm trying to balance out my microbiome.
Yeah.
So that's why you drank all that kombucha the other night?
I got some kombucha and some fucking yogurt. We're getting this biome...
Pseudoscience. So, hey, I was going to ask you guys, does anybody have a question to bring forth before the Council of Five Kings this evening that we could talk about to open the podcast? Or should I just step right in?
Is this a leading question, or is this like...
He's getting meta here. Chris is leading with the question, does anybody have a question? Which is like super meta.
Yeah, right. You saw through my scheme. Adam, what is your question?
My question is, what kind of a question do you have?
Ooh, that's for this question. That's like a double meta, though. I can't really do that, so...
Double meta world peace?
Nice. So there's a movie this weekend, right? It's Black Panther, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's the first black movie starring a black role ever.
37
no,
years, I think.
It's not.
I know it's Blade. Not.
Wait, about
Blade. Everyone forget Blade.
Wait, are people saying that?
Yeah.
Yes. It's saying that it's the first black superhero. And it's like,
oh,
what about
superhero.
Fucking Blair?
Okay, yes. You are correct, Blade. But Adam said the first black movie ever.
Blade is a superhero?
That's what he just
said. Yes.
Blade is a superhero.
He's the Daywalker. He is the vampire.
Right. But technically before that was a little thing called Meteor Man.
Ooh.
So, what about Black Belt Jones?
Black Belt Jones technically wasn't a superhero, but he could been.
Was he a hero?
Yeah.
Was he a hero?
Yes.
Was he a super guy that to be around?
Well, actually, there is a line where he turns off all the lights, and they said, "Who turned off the lights?" He's like, "Who's in there? Batman.
Motherfucker."
And then he starts fucking kicking people's asses. It's so good.
That show.
Oh, we love that line.
Okay. Well, we ain't got a question, so let's just start the podcast. You guys suck.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Okay, so we know Black Panther this weekend. And who's going, who's not going?
I believe...
who's not Chris going is probably
Chris
the
is going.
One.
Dave's I'm going. I'm not going.
I'm going.
We got a sudden death in the family, so I can't go.
Like a sudden death playoff?
Are
last
you
one
ready
standing.
To rumble?
We may or may not see Adam again next week. Ever again. It's last man standing.
So that's what it is. Adam's trying to get his biome ready so when he goes into this battle that he'll be in tip-top shape.
Smart man. Okay. Smart man.
I'm trying.
Do you have the blankets? You can, you know, you're trying to lose a few pounds to cut weight, you know, sweat some pounds off.
What the fuck?
I already lost.
Why do we got why just because we're blankets do we gotta be cutting weight? Fuck you. What are you saying?
I didn't see your blanket, Chris. I only saw Adam's like,
mine is pink and gray.
I got
that's
Star
why.
Trek blanket on. Thank you very much.
Pink and gray. Yours looks green and white. Just one of those new internet things.
It must be an internet thing because it's totally pink and gray.
Yeah, it looks pink and white. I think it's your camera.
Yeah.
So, what are the early signs of Black Panther? What are people thinking about it?
Well,
it's gonna make all the February monies. Last one, the standing champion is Deadpool with the most money made from a February opening in movie, and they think Black Panther could beat that movie.
I'm sorry, what really? Movie?
Deadpool has it right now.
For February. Oh, because it's the Valentine movie, sure, okay.
Right. And
it's
they
a
think
love
it,
story.
And they think it's projecting at like 165 right now, which is really, that's just huge.
That's
for a February movie?
For any movie.
But for especially for like a February movie, yeah. Huh, interesting. Why do you guys think that is?
It's warm.
I mean,
it's
warm out. He's not like a fucking, like, if you go through the pantheon of heroes, he's not an A-list hero, right? Basically. In the public eye.
I think some of it is he's kind of stole the thunder out of Civil War. I mean, you know, that whole movie was really good, but it was like, oh, that's motherfucking Black Panther, y'all. Look at him. And everybody got all hyped up for it.
I love Urban Dave. Urban Dave's amazing.
Urban Dave. But no, I think it has to do with, like, all the people that saw all the other Marvel movies are going to go see this, so that's making money. And then if they can get even a small number of people who don't necessarily see comic book movies but are, you know, like, interested in it, like Tiffany watches them, but she'd rather watch them at home. She doesn't care to go at like 9 o'clock at night or whatever to watch them. So, but she's like, I definitely want to go. And we made it like we got it nice and early, so like so Amy could go. So like, there are a few people that don't always go with us that are coming. I mean, even this guy, what was his name? It's like Tim. I used to know him. He used to play League of Legends with us.
Some guy, like, sure.
Tim the Toolman Tanner?
Yes.
Tanner.
That's Dave Tanner.
Okay, my theory is that everybody's tired of these sexist movies coming out, so they want to see something different. What's more different than Black Man?
A woman? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, they made a Vixen movie. There you go.
But people are tired of seeing those women in the lead roles. So
isn't it like one? Isn't there one movie with a woman?
So wait. We got racist Ryan and sexist Adam. Is that what we're going with now?
Is there? There's no Marvel movies with women in a lead role, is there?
No, there isn't. That's been the knock. That's why DC got. Was like praised to have the first standalone with Wonder Woman.
So why do you think that is? I mean, there's got to be some out there that could have their own movie, but I mean, how many Marvel movies are they in the pantheon? Like 20 right now, or 15, or something ridiculous? And there's not.
Yeah, it's like 20.
Like Black Widow never got a movie. No, that's really the only female, isn't it?
Well, they've got Captain Marvel coming out.
Sure,
but they haven't even introduced her yet. Right
exactly. So,
but, I mean, everyone's been wanting a Black Widow movie, but for some reason, I don't think they've figured out how to tie her into the ongoing, to have a standalone that fits in their ongoing plan, maybe.
Do you think it's because it's emulating the presidency and nobody wants to see a woman president, just like they don't want to see a woman in Marvel Comics?
I don't think that's
happened. Adam, dude, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ, this guy is like on his success page.
I've got to roll
Adam,
now.
You told me some ideas the other day you had about turning a snow or a dishwasher into a snowblower. What was that again?
How do you turn a dishwasher into a snowblower?
I don't know.
Take give her a shovel.
Wait, is that actually how it goes?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, Adam, jeez.
Oh, this Adam guy.
I wonder if it has.
I'm still here. Sorry, video cut out. I'm trying to fix it.
Okay.
I wonder if it more has to do with like the amount of interesting movies that have come out recently. Like I feel like maybe it's been a while since like even like something that's been advertised widely has come out, like Star Wars. And then has there been another movie that has been like a big heavily promoted movie, you know, Because I wonder if it hasn't, and people just got some pent up. I haven't seen a movie in a while. Oh yeah, let's go see this new one that, you know, like it's well timed. It also appeals to the fans, and it looks like a pretty good movie based on the trailers, and I think it's more natural just the fact that people are ready to go see a movie now because they haven't in a while.
It's a lull. You're saying we're in a lull of good movies.
I think a lull of movies that look good and are advertised.
Blockbuster movies for sure. Like we're in a lull of blockbuster movies. That's for sure.
Yes, that's my theory. What do you think, experts, fellow experts?
I think you're right. That plays a role. People are ready for that next big movie to go see. Yeah, no, I think it plays a role. I think you're right. But I think that there's also just, you know, there's just this whole weird anticipation about this, you know, being the first, I mean, even though it's not true, but them saying and kind of populating this myth that this is the first big black superhero movie, I think that plays a role in it too. And I think, you know, people seeing how he interacted in Civil War, there's a little bit of, oh, I want to see more of this Wakanda universe. I want to see this technology. I want to see what they do.
Well, it's definitely the first in the universe, the Marvel universe. I mean, Blade wasn't really in the Marvel universe, right? Especially not that it was too early.
No, I think it was Sony, right? Sold off to Sony?
It was New Line.
New Line.
So
I really liked Blade. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
All three.
At least it doesn't take place in the MCU,
right?
As the Marvel universe proper. Like
this is weird. But I look at the trailers and I wasn't double over with excitement to see the movie, which is, and I know what you're saying, Dave, but he didn't strike me as that kind of character where I saw him in Civil War and I was like, ooh, I need to see more. For some reason, that didn't appeal to me, but maybe that's because I'm racist like Brian. I don't really know.
I'm not racist. But I agree with you.
That's what a racist would say.
I think, yeah, like, I guess he seemed like a cool dude, like, but he wasn't, like, super, and he seemed like he had good skills. It's a different character, in a way. I don't know. He had a different vibe to him than a lot of the other characters.
Yeah, he's black. Come on, man.
Well, right. But, like,
what are you
like,
talking about?
I guess lots of them are, like, I would say the one word described him would be like he seemed
black.
Black. Like how it was almost like you timed it well, so it was almost like it got inserted in there. Black.
What
you
I
know,
think
he's
I
like a cool cat, you know.
Right. What I think I really liked him is most superheroes just by their very nature are kind of selfish, lonerish kind of people. It's just they may lead a team of, you know, like a half dozen people, but he is leading a nation. He is basically the man in charge who is also a superhero. So he's like, all right, guys, I have to go do super stuff in addition to leading an entire nation and being responsible for the well-being of a whole like bunch of people.
Okay.
Which is, I think, really cool. And I like the visual aesthetic of being like very high-tech, but then not losing its like roots of being like a cool something about Africa that I'd never seen before. It's like, because you've seen lots of those like National Geographic covers and stuff like that with African tribesmen, and then you're like, okay, that's really that's interesting. They have bright colors, stuff like that. But then, oh, that guy also has a flying car and a fucking suit that he just hits a button and it covers it, and that'd be cool. And that's cool. It's a cool juxtaposition of two things. Yeah. If I was going to pick a word, Ryan, I would pick regal. Regal would be the word that I would pick.
Regal. And that fits, too. Same sort of genre of word. Where, like, I would say, like, you know, Tony Stark is, like, funny. And lots of them are, like, fun-loving. And, like, right. I would say they're all, like, on the light side of cartoony style. Where he's sort of, like, a different feel. Like, he seems serious, regal. Cool, you know what I mean? Don't you think? I say that.
Yes.
Yeah. He's just got that calm, like you said, a calm, cool demeanor that you're just kind of like, that guy's got swag. Just look at him.
Oh, swag? Swag is your word?
You know what?
Is that a
free t-shirts he gives you. He's like, that guy's really got swag. I'm going to come talk to him. He's like, here you go, free t-shirt.
You know what? I most like. Actually, now that you think about it, when I think back of this character from Civil War, is I'm more interested in seeing the side characters. So there's that one scene in Civil War where I think Black Widow like grabs him, and like the woman that's with him like stops her, and then they're about to fight, and he says, "I would like to. As much as I would like to see this, because I don't know anything about her. Right? I know more about. I have everything I need to know about what type of character Black Panther is, that guy mm-hmm. is. But the surrounding characters I think will be interesting to learn about, because you know there's something badass about her just by the way he said she could probably keep up with Black Widow. So that's what I'm actually more interested in, seeing the side characters they propagate with this. So.
Is this going to be an origin story, or is this like...
I think it'll be a combination. I think we'll see the origin. We might see the origin of the Black Panther itself, because it is passed down from not necessarily father to son, but it is passed down
generation. Via,
yes, it's like when the generation passes on to the best warrior. But I think that might be the conflict. Is, you know, the main bad guy thinks he's a way better warrior than the other guy and should be leading.
Is this going to be the Lion King telling over, like the uncle?
It might be.
Maybe. I think it might be a little bit different than Dave. I think it's he can't have both mantles.
Right.
And that's where the struggle is. So it'll be interesting. But I don't think it's origin, because I think it does take place upon his return.
Right, but I mean, stuff like that.
They'll give flashbacks of history.
Are we going to see Chris Evans in this movie? Is he going to make a cameo about getting a shield or some shit?
Probably.
Maybe in credits kind of thing.
Because I think they kind of ruined it for me with the trailer for the next movie where they're saying, get this man a shield, right? So that that kind of takes place in the next movie. But we know what's his name is there, right? Winter Soldier is in Wakanda.
Yes.
He's frozen there.
Yeah.
I think that's where they send him. We won't see him in this one. Like, they'll make reference to him being there, but we won't. That might actually.
He'll be frozen somewhere. It's like Arkham. Maybe.
I don't know.
Is Storm going to make or Halle Berry going to make an appearance?
I don't think so. I think that basically they have done enough filming. They were so far ahead of filming before any of that Fox stuff went through. I don't think so.
Oh, but you know how cool it'd be, just be like, let's just reshoot a thing where she's in the background and she says something, or they make reference to her, and you know what I mean? You don't have to have her as a character. You just have to have a reference to her.
Well,
she's not from that tribe, is she?
Yeah, she's the queen. No,
that comes
not
later
from that tribe. She's not from that tribe.
Later, after they meet Avengers X-Men crossover, that's when they meet, and that's when they fall in love and marry.
If we could do anything, I would be like, there'd be a cool end credits thing where he looks off in the distance and says, like, a storm is coming. And you're like, okay. That's a fucking comic book shit.
Damn, Dave, that gave me shivers up my spine.
That's your penis. Get your hand off it. That'd be cool.
He's a little hunched over.
I could see even reference to... I really should. Or even just saying... Because they have the rights now to use those characters, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they can say the names. They can say
me. Oh, God. I'm telling you. Talk about a shiver. I will get that if they're like, Xavier? Who's Xavier? Just some sort of reference. And I'll be like, oh, Ryan! Ryan, they're in the universes together! I don't believe...
All right. We might need a buffer between us. you grab an Adam last time they did something in Star Wars.
Now that was me to Chris.
Okay.
I did the same thing. When they showed Yoda, I was like, Adam! Yoda! Fuck Yoda!
That's true.
Skiing.
Skiing. But, I think it has got a really good Rotten Tomatoes from... And it's been people who have been... people who have seen sneak previews and stuff like that. It was really high. The other day it was like 99%. Yeah, which is still ridiculous, but
it's 98% today.
Okay, see.
Okay, do we know where in Africa Wakanda is supposed to be located, or is it supposed to be one of those shrouded in mystery kind of a thing?
Wakanda, it's in Central Africa.
Sure, but we don't know where exactly.
Right.
Right next to Kenya.
Can we trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore?
No. Russian bots.
I mean, given
the user rating to Rotten Tomatoes rating of Star Wars.
I actually know what you're saying, and I don't like the Russian bots. You're right.
And Disney, like, geniuses.
Wait, Disney's involved. Never.
Wait, no? Wait, why would I say Disney? Is Disney involved?
Yeah, Marvel. Disney.
Marvel's bought by Disney. Disney owns everything. It just seems wrong.
The mouse owns everything, it's true. But before we get into questioning that, Dave, give me a little bit of rundown on Black Panther, as if I don't know the character. Like, tell me something about him that's cool. Tell me something about what he uses and tie it in with the rest of the universe, just so that something that, like, going in the movie, I might not know that you think would be interesting.
A long time ago, like, a meteor crash landed in Wakanda. And they figured out that it ended up being the basis for all the fictional metals that are in the Marvel Universe. Adamantium is a vibranium. All this Cap's shield's made out of it. It's basically all the metals, all the mythical metals that are in the Marvel Universe are based off of the vibranium that this is made out of. And little bits have gotten out via being stolen or being sold. They've been selling off little teaspoons and ounces and stuff like that for a long time, and that is how they get all their money. It's like then they.
Oh, that's why they're rich as fuck and their technology.
Right?
But they make the appearance of being just a tribal, right, like poor country.
And right, so you get it's a good way to not be invaded, honestly.
Until you get to the heart of Wakanda, and then it's like, oh crap, you got flying cars and like fucking, like, I don't know what else.
But the big time is there's like four big cults. There's like the Panther cult and the Gorilla cult and the Lion cult and the Crocodile cult. They're all based off
dogs
of
cranes,
the Egyptian the monkeys. Gods. So they're based off like Bast. Bast is actually the Panther god. And so all these tribes have been fighting for really long times, and they take these crazy like herbs that have been radiated with the vibranium and stuff like that, and it gives them superpowers. Like, but it's not crazy things. It's basically like Captain America superpowers, like really fast, really strong, peak physical shape, stuff like that.
Like permanently or for a set time?
It's permanent, but then it's all like in order to take it, but there's a chance that it'll kill you if you are not strong of heart and stuff like that.
Of course, like the water of life. There's always a chance to kill you.
It's always a chance to kill you. Because there's like you have to go through the ritual, which we might see that. You take the heart herb, and then you fight your tribe's 10 warriors, toughest warriors, and they basically try and kill you, and you just have to defeat them. And if you defeat them, you can take on the mantle of the Black Panther.
Wait, so is there a mantle of the other guys then too?
Black Lion, yes. And Wolf or Purple,
right.
Crocodile.
It's White Gorilla. So, I mean, and you see it in the trailer, there's a guy who's a huge guy wearing like gorilla furs and stuff like that.
So hang on. This is all within Wakanda politics.
Yep.
And this guy is the king of Wakanda now. So do these other tribes kind of pay him homage, or do they hang on themselves, or what?
They pay him homage. But
yeah,
they all want to be in charge.
Protectors.
But they all want to be in charge.
Sure, but they're all like a nation state together. So if they're invaded, they'd probably fight together and stuff.
Right, and I can't remember what the name of it is, but the Black Panther is protected by, like, all the women are like bodyguards, but generations ago, it's like all the tribes, the little tribes would send their best female warriors that would protect him, and there was also a chance that they would not mate with him, but that he would marry them and then bring the tribes, all the separate tribes, closer together.
I believe the royal penis is clean, Dave.
Right, but all the rest of the all the rest of the females would basically be on there as bodyguards. So that's why
Valkyries.
I was like, and so they're like elite, like women warriors that protect the Black Panther, and then he protects the nation.
Okay, so they're the secret service of Wakanda, kind of.
Exactly.
Although he doesn't seem like he nearly needs it much, because he's pretty fucking... His thing is to jump to car, so there would be a lot of car jumping in this one.
Well,
car
he's like a cat.
Cat. Cat heavy.
Okay. Ryan, you got any more questions? Does that ring true to you? What else do you want to know about the Black Panther before going into the movie?
Is Denzel going to be in it?
I like the storyline there. That's interesting. I wonder how the other tribes will fit in. And if they will, a lot. And if there's, like, a tribe that's, like, Slytherin slash the snake tribe, you know, the slightly evil, you know? That's, and is it always Black Panther that's the king, or is that just happened to be who's the king in the recent history? Because just, White Gorilla, so like, got weak, you know, or
it,
something.
It just so happens the Panther clan has been the lead ruling clan for the longest time.
And like,
and I think we'll see some of that strife
for the longest
time. And I think, thanks.
You know, all the other tribes like go like, I don't want to follow this crocodile guy anymore. I'm going to follow the Panther guy. So the most powerful tribe is most likely going to get the most people to join it. So.
Dave, you just doubled my excitement.
Good.
Hey, it went from one to two.
Hey, that's a huge investment. That's a nice work.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I look forward to seeing it. See it tomorrow. We'll definitely review it next week and see what people thought of it.
Cool.
Awesome.
Has anyone watched any of the Olympics?
Yes. I've watched all of it.
All of the Olympics? The whole Olympics?
So I've watched it all. Every single fucking sport.
What have you found that you liked the best?
I'll tell you in a rant. You know what I don't like? I don't like fucking NBC's coverage of the Olympics. It's terrible. If you don't go online, you don't get good coverage. I got 5,000 channels on my TV, and three of them cover the Olympics, and one of them called the Olympics channel just does news about the Olympics but doesn't actually show any sports.
Every 20 minutes?
I basically have two channels that cover the Olympics. And why is that? There's like 1,000 awesome sports, and I don't get to watch any of them because they're all covering figure skating and like skiing. What the fuck?
Is it because of Bob Costas?
Yes, Bob Costas' fault. He's an asshole. And what the response is, well, you can go online. You can watch stuff live on NBC apps. Fuck you. Fucking, you got 26 channels. Just show it to me on NBC 7 and NBC 9, NBC 10. I hate it, Dave. I hate it, and it's annoying to me.
Okay.
But I really like the fucking biathlon.
You like the one where they ski and shoot guns?
They ski and then they shoot. And they ski. If they miss, they got to do a penalty lap and then keep going.
Ski, shoot, kneeling, and then ski, shoot, lying down, and then ski again.
Yeah. This one, for some reason, I think they just did prone and then standing. I don't know why, but anyways. But what's really cool is we were watching curling the other day, and I don't really care to watch curling. I think it's kind of boring. But apparently in curling, there's something called both a power play and a penalty box.
Cool.
I didn't know that.
Curling? I didn't know that either.
It's just like hockey.
How do you get a penalty box in fucking in curling? Do you actually like touch it with the broom or something? Or
maybe
it might. Swearing? I don't know.
I don't know. That's what the person at the bank said. They were watching it, and they're like, have you seen curling? I was like, let me tell you a little bit about curling. And they're like, what? Maybe they swore at somebody. I don't know. It's interesting. Like, what about you guys? You been watching anything? And if so, what's the fun things you've been watching?
I like that snowboarder dude whose family was all drunk as shit. That was pretty funny.
The 18-year-old or Sean White?
Oh, yeah. No. He was like the first United States guy was this 17-year-old downhill snowboarding guy. So he downhill, flip, do some stuff, whatever. And he got to the bottom, and he had like every relative. He had like 17 people from Colorado were there, and they're at the bottom, and the camera shows them, and they're like shotgunning beers. They're like woo, drinking beers and stuff like that. And they interviewed some of his family, and it was really funny. They were talking about they were just like, yeah, I remember when he was he would have to follow us down the hill. Yeah. And everyone's like, and now look at him. He's a big shot. And it was really funny. It was like really cool. And he was just like a stoner dude. Just like, what's up? Yeah, it's really cool to be here. He's like a 17-year-old kid who doesn't give a shit. He just like, you know, he just was doing the thing he does anyway. He probably just snowboards all the time at home, so he just happened to be the best at this one thing. Which really, I thought was really interesting. It was funny.
That was funny. I saw that too. I thought it was hilarious.
I was just reading that there was a strong headwind for some of the ski jumping things. So they were having issues with landing and not being able to do their stunts or something.
It was the women's snowboard slope style.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like the American won, but she was one of two people that actually landed anything on their runs. Like she won with like a score of like 80, which is unusual.
Because everybody had a headwind and they all kept on biffing it.
Yeah, like they should have canceled it. It was like pure ice and they were falling down and cracking their heads open. Blood everywhere.
Like, they were taking people off on stretchers.
They did a couple.
That's kind of funny. That's crazy.
Yeah, they should. Which one is that, though? What's the snowboard? But, like, which kind of snowboarding?
The slope style where it's like, think of it as like a skate park, so they have ramps, they have rails.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that the 17-year-old won on the men's, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. But then the American woman won. Like, Jamie Anderson or something like that. She was, like, one of two competitors to actually finish their complete run.
Hmm. Interesting.
I also like watching the moguls. And let me ask you guys something a little about the moguls. So the moguls are when you go downhill and there's, like, there's fucking bumps everywhere. So you gotta, like, go like back and forth between the bumps. And there's always two jumps or two ramps. And I don't think they get, like, judged on, like, their jump off the ramp. I think they just have to go off the ramp and do something, and it's all about best time, which is weird, because why would you do anything other than the fastest thing off this jump or whatever? I don't understand.
It's timed, and then they also get style points for their acrobatics aerials, but then they lose points if, like, their knees aren't tight and right. touching the whole time. That's why they have those colored knee pads, is so that they can see if their knees come apart. Yeah.
Huh. And they were showing it. They didn't show any type of style points. They just showed the time, which I thought was weird. Yes. They must have done it later.
Yeah, they give you the scores, but they don't really expand upon that so much. Yeah, that is a weird one.
One thing that they're doing different that I've noticed this year is as they, like, the skaters, like, for the figure skating and stuff, they're showing
little dots.
The dots that if it turns green, it means that it's a good trick or whatever. And if it turns yellow, they're reviewing it. If it turns red, it's a bad. But not only that, but they also show the points tick up as the program goes along. So you can kind of see, like, in relation to who's in first place, the points tick up. But unfortunately, I don't know how much points each thing's worth, so I don't know, like, how close they are to actually getting the total. But the dots are a weird thing. It basically tells you that was a good trick or that was a bad trick or whatever. I don't know. I guess.
I wish they would give us the starting technical score. Like, that's what, you know, based off their program and what they're supposed to do, this is how many points they'll score. And then you could watch it tick up
that
level to see how close they get to it. That'd be nice.
I feel like they did that in the Summer Olympics with, like, gymnastics. It'd be like, this is a technical max technical score of 9.0 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool.
Okay. All right. Any other Olympics things? I did hear somebody broke his back today or something. Or...
Really?
Yeah.
One of the skiers?
I don't remember. I thought it was a snowboarder, actually. I don't remember, though. But that's bad.
That's really bad. Yikes.
Breaks back. Let's see what we got. It comes up. Winter Olympics. Snowboarder Marcus Scherner breaks his neck in scarier crash at the Winter Olympics.
Ooh.
Not his back. His neck, which is not better.
Just as bad. Is he... What country is he from?
I don't know. Sorry, I don't know where he's from.
Right.
I think he's. It didn't look American. I think he's. Yeah, fuck him. He's not American.
I think it said Austrian.
But you know what's weird is I haven't been this for some reason. This Olympics, I haven't cared that much if the U.S. is winning. I don't know why, but I haven't really cared if the U.S. wins. Or sometimes I'll be like, oh, that Norway person won, cool, or that. Russian person is winning, cool. But I haven't been like, oh, rooting for the American, and I'm not sure why that is. Usually in the past I've found myself kind of rooting for the American. Maybe I'm a Nazi or a communist, I don't know, but either way I've noticed this fascist. About myself this year for some reason.
Maybe you just don't have faith in your country.
It could be.
I think it's wisdom that comes with age. You realize that we're all people and it's good to see anyone win because they've all worked hard.
Maybe. I don't know. But what I noticed is that, like, somebody, she set an Olympic record. She was, like, in speed skating, I think. I think she was from one of the Scandinavian countries because they always win.
Scandinavian.
And she set an Olympic record, and I thought, man, that's really cool. And then, like, the next couple people were American, and I was like, I kind of don't want to see them win because it's neat to have an Olympic record. You know, it's neat to be like, I won that Olympic record. I think she was from the Netherlands, actually, if I remember right. She had red hair, so. I don't know. I thought
was she wearing orange?
She definitely was wearing orange.
Yes, then she's from the Netherlands.
Which is weird because they embrace that House of Orange so much, and it's not something they were proud of at the time.
It's a good house.
Yeah.
Yes, now. I just think it's funny that it's the one time you can hear a great execution by North Korea, and it's not a bad thing. Ryan, come on.
Hey, has North Korea won any medals?
Well, they're competing just as Korea, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's a united
combined
continent.
So, like, they would just be, has Korea won any medals? And I don't know that they have. I know their hockey team, which, get this, they combine a North and South Korean into one hockey team.
And they automatically play.
I know they're not. They did not do well because how fucking hard would it be to be like, we'll take half of this team and half of this team and try to make them into a coherent team?
That's what they do for all the other teams, right?
Wait,
but they have time to train.
Like they take pros from their normal teams and they say like play together this.
Our pros aren't playing this year, and so most of Russian pros aren't playing either because the NHL won't let them play.
Well, they're probably coming from their college teams or their local sports teams. But
I guess this is going to be an extreme, right? It's a very brutal dictatorship to a very open area. I think I know what you're saying. I agree with you. I just think this would be even more hard.
But it's like, weird. I think it's weird.
One of the Korean players, at least on the women's team, is from Minnesota.
Yep.
I heard. Yep. They did a whole big special story.
Wait, what?
Her sister... She's adopted from Korea, so she's playing on the Korean team while her sister is playing for the U.S.
Gotcha. I also saw like there's some countries where you just have to be married into that country and you can play for that team. So there's like an American that's like married to a South African and she's like on the South African team or something like that. Like I call shenanigans here. Hang on.
A lot of other countries have that open dual citizenship where we don't.
That's true.
So you have to choose. Mm.
Did the Jamaican bobsled team do anything?
It is listed as Korea, or as South Korea. They're listed as South Korea, but they have three medals.
No, Amy said something really cool about the bobsled team. I'll try to look it up while you guys talk about other things.
I think the border cross snowboarding event is actually kind of cool to watch.
I thought he was going somewhere else with that.
Oh, did you watch the crash?
With all those mines and stuff.
He just totally did like a whole like, whoop, bam, right on his back.
Oh, I didn't see that, but are you talking about the guy who broke his neck?
Yeah. Well, the report is he's got no neurological damage, and that he, you know, it's got a full movement.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah. If you break it, you still can move it.
Okay.
Floppy, but...
I found what I was thinking of, or what Amy told me about, and I looked it up, and I think it's all a scam to try to make Cool Runnings too. Here's what happened. The Jamaican Olympic bobsled coach suddenly quit and threatens to take their bobsled home with them.
What?
It's his bobsled. He's fucking going home with it.
Pretty cool.
That is the plot for Cool Runnings.
Come
too,
on,
right there.
It's been a long time. Let's make a new. We don't really have anything. Let's make some drama and make Cool Runnings too.
How? Ugh.
How yeah, what? He quit. He's taking the team sled home. He's like, "Fuck you! It's my sled."
How did they even allow that?
I didn't see it. There is like the 17-year-old guy from America who ice skating who did like the first quad lutz ever.
Landed. I don't know what that is.
Well, you know what a triple lutz is, right?
No,
you jump up and you jump up and spin. It's like it's basically a kind of spin. Most people do triples. But this guy managed to do a quad.
Is that Chen guy? Nathan Chen?
Nathan Chen, Nathan Zhao or something like that. Hmm. He's from China, so he's like a super athlete already. He's like been genetically engineered, I think.
You watching a lot of skating there, Dave?
Tiffany,
I have.
Of course you watch skating.
By
default, I watch skating.
Of skating, I learned something kind of cool on a podcast about the physics of the Olympics.
I didn't listen to that one yet, but...
It was basically that, like, if you spin, like, before they spin, if you notice it, they put their hands way up and out, and then when they start spinning, they draw them in, and apparently that helps with the rotation. So, and you can actually practice, like, if you're in a spinny chair, just, like, start with your hands out as you spin, and then just pull them into your body, and you'll spin faster, which I thought was kind of neat. So now whenever they start going into their spins, if you watch, their hands are way out trying to get as much drag as possible, and then they just pull them in really tight, which is kind of cool. I like physics. This has been your physics minute.
Back to you, Chuck. Watching ice skating on the Olympics helps to get my biome better. So
it's true.
Your gut biome.
Yep. My gut biome by watching those.
I appreciate what Adam's trying to do. I'm going to support him any way possible.
How do you know that watching ice skating is not making me a better person?
And I will not make fun of him. I will support him as a friend.
No. You can support someone and still make fun of them.
That's
debatable. Like calling
really. I guess
it's like calling a feminist a whore.
Never to build a giant. Giant shed.
We'll get to the giant shed. We'll close with the giant shed, Dave.
I'm still going to make fun of you for wanting to build a gigantic shed.
What are you, my wife? Stop making fun of me about building a giant shed.
Does she laugh at you when you say it?
No, she doesn't laugh. She rolls her eyes and says, ugh.
Less fun than I was imagining her just like literally laughing, like just starting to laugh.
That would be more fun, you're right. Yes.
It would be mean, but funny.
It's true. Okay, cool. I like the Olympics. I think they're neat. I think they should come along more than every 2 years, but maybe that would delude them. I don't know. It's good stuff. Good job, guys. Way to talk about Olympics.
You're welcome.
Now move on to another subject, and let's do it.
I guess there's been some on the UFC
website
or whatever. There's been like they've been ranking the greatest submissions of all time.
Oh, that's cool.
And
the last thing I put on there was what it is. It is Demetrius Johnson versus Ray somebody. The flying armbar submission.
Yeah, I don't have to like, watch this. I know this one.
Yeah! And it was just like, it looks really cool. And they're like, greatest submission of all time.
Yeah, I actually remember watching that. I haven't watched many of these. Like, I don't watch them live. But that one I was watching, and it was pretty ridiculous.
It does look like it hurts.
It was pretty recent, too. It was like UFC 2 something.
216.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just neat, because generally when you throw somebody in the air, you're not trying to then get their armbar in the middle of the air. But that's why people call it body chess, because you're always trying to get one move ahead.
I like to be 8 moves ahead.
Well, that would be... In fucking my body jiu-jitsu, then.
I'm going to say mate in 3.
And you just walk up and say, like... A guy puts his position and you say, done. And then you go like, you shake hands and walk away. Because you know you lost.
If some guy's standing behind me or on me and I'm sweaty and he's like, mate in 3, I'm going to just run. I'm going to be like, don't mate with me.
Right.
I see it as like, how many punches could I throw before I knock somebody out type of thing.
All right, sure.
I could probably do it in 4.
Name that tune. But also I thought was really funny is Ajit Pai is being investigated by the FCC for corruption.
Is that the fucker that made that stupid video that patronized everybody?
Yeah.
3.8
they're basically FCC's all corruption. Like, well, $3.9 billion worth of corruption. Sorry, buddy, we gotta look into this. That's pretty funny.
Oh
yeah. Most hated person on the internet.
That's so fucking weird. He's one of the 3 people that pushed net neutrality away.
Yes, for no unknown.
For an unknown disclosed amount of money.
That's pretty funny, actually. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
I hope he gets convicted. I hope he goes to jail. And I'll immediately make a video going, hey, here's 5 things you can still do in jail. Get raped. Do this.
Right. Yeah. It's happening to me just right
get
now.
Raped. Get raped. Get raped. And lift weights.
The whole time I'll have a giant Reese's peanut butter thing with me. I'm making this video if he gets convicted.
Good. I like
it. We should just make it anyways in case he doesn't get convicted.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, that would be super fucking.
Okay,
there's a couple trailers came out that we're probably gonna see before.
I like that first one you put up there.
Yeah.
Which one's that? Full Metal Alchemist.
Ooh, I like Full Metal Alchemist. Even though I didn't watch many of them when they were out.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's the live-action Japanese one, and it is coming out in 4 days.
Oh, that looks really, really good, actually.
On Netflix.
Oh, no way. Cool. I'll watch this shit, yes. Yeah.
So, cool. I know we had talked about it earlier this year or something, or last year, that they were making this, but yeah, they dropped their final trailer and it's coming out in a few days.
We should watch that on a Tuesday or something. It'd be fun to watch it as a group.
Aww. Okay. It'd be hard not to watch it ahead of time, though.
I know, but you could.
You know,
Ryan. The 19th is Monday.
Right.
Oh, wait. Yeah, and then we just have to wait one week.
You have to wait one day.
What? Wait, what?
I can't do it on Monday anyway.
Wait, no, right. We'd watch it. Oh, we'd watch it on that Tuesday instead of. Yeah, we could do that. We could watch it on the 20th if people were so inclined.
But. No, I didn't know it was coming. Well, I knew the movie was coming out, but I did not know that they were going to show the full trailer for The Incredibles 2 during the Olympics. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
It is by far the best Fantastic Four movie ever made. That's not the Fantastic Four. Because it gets all the family dynamics right. And it seems to take place, instead of being further in the future, it seems to take place like directly after the first movie ended.
And it's like 12 years, is it like 12 years later type of thing?
Well, no. It takes place
right after.
I know, but...
But the movie was made, yes, I think it's like 12 years.
The first movie was made 12 years ago?
Right,
something like that.
It's like one of the most hyped sequels that finally got made.
Right, because, I mean, they made a Finding More Fish movie, they made like 75 Cars movies.
And don't forget the planes. We also had two planes movies.
Yeah. I'll have to skip this one. It's a fun movie, but I'll have to skip this one. What's the Star Wars thing?
Oh, that's just Adam putting Star Wars up there. People re-editing AT-ATs.
That's so fucking amazing! Is he going to dodge it? Tell me he's going to dodge it. Oh, no! Made him fall! I was hoping he would dodge it. That's too bad. Oh.
Firing at people skiing down the hills.
I think it'd be cooler if they were dodging them instead of being hit, but it is cool that they put that in. People
when they fall,
fun.
It explodes.
I like the person who made that. Good job.
I like the person who made that.
Well, it takes, like, I like people who create shit, and it's neat that they do that just for no reason other than they're like, I'm going to put AT-ATs and people fall and whatever fucking laser blast hit them on slopes.
Right.
Okay.
What other videos you got up here?
FCC. Just the final trailer for Ready Player One.
That looks better and better every time I see it.
Right. To me, that one I'm actually really kind of excited
about. Stoked
about. It looks really cool. Because
Ryan just finished the book.
It might be. It's probably related to that for sure. But it makes me excited nonetheless.
It's a good really good. Come on, they have like so much Dungeons and Dragons in that book.
Yeah, it is very Dungeons and Dragons heavy. It's true. It's pretty funny.
Is it because it kind of does like 1980s themed stuff?
Yeah,
100%.
Cool. Oh.
And it hits you with the music. The music is always good. Stand with me, and you'll see.
What's the Cobra Kai teaser?
I remember when they were making a Cobra Kai show, which is basically the guys having to come back years later.
It's going to be shown on YouTube Red. And what
the
it
fuck is
takes
that?
Place.
Expensive YouTube.
So this takes place like, you know, several years later, and it's kind of like they've role reversed, like Daniel is like this big big successful businessman, and Johnny's been kind of stuck living in the past, so he decides to reopen the dojo. And it's all like, why are you reopening this? And it's supposed to be a comedy, believe it or not. It's not even like a drama. It's just, it's supposed to be this little like short comedy thing.
Is it gonna have Ralph Macchio in it?
Yep.
He's there.
Yep.
I'm in.
William Zabka.
You sold the ticket. I hope Elizabeth. What's her name? Shows up too. The fucking
Elizabeth Shue.
Like, is that Elizabeth Shue? Is that her name? Yep. And then, like, he forgets about her after the first movie. He's like, fuck that bitch, I moved on.
Well, because after the second one in the movie, there's the throwaway line. He's like, well, she broke up with me.
I know!
Like, that's all.
First movie talking about true love, and we're fighting for each other, and then he should have been fighting for himself, because then he'd learn the power of self-respect.
Well, right. And it wasn't just like a couple, like a week later or something. I mean, he just won, and it's like,
well, he went to Japan. Shut up.
Okinawa. It's kind of Japan, kind of China.
It's America, Japan. Don't worry about it.
All I know is they better have the cameos by the other guys, the Cobra Kai, yes. And he's just like,
he's gonna need a body bag.
And he's like a guy who's like a body bag salesman, and it's like that's his job. He's like, you're gonna need a body bag, and they're just like, he's all like, no, sir, we don't want to buy body bags.
Actually, he's just with the crime scene. He just shows up and puts him in body bags.
Right.
That's the joke.
With that, Mr. LaRusso.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So what the fuck is YouTube Red? Is that another paid service that I don't have?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have so many paid services, and I don't have half the access to anything anymore. What the fuck? I have to start stealing shit again.
I think Riverdale actually might be on YouTube Red. So I did some research.
The WB
is you can stream on YouTube Red, I believe.
Okay.
Or you could just stream it on the CW app for free.
No, yeah. You can't stream only the latest 5 episodes.
That's true.
Mr. CW expert.
Dave's like, why would you be more than 5 episodes behind? What the fuck?
Exactly.
Are you a heathen or a barbarian?
And actually, yeah. Riverdale's on Netflix.
Riverdale 1
yeah,
is
but
on
not
Netflix.
The current one.
Probably season right. 1.
Yeah. So you're up to date with the first season, but the second season, you're too far behind.
No, I'm in like 2 episodes, I think. 3 maybe?
There's
I started
like
26 using the,
episodes a season or something. That's a long one.
The Cody plug-in or something. That's a long... What do you say? It's a long season?
A lot of seasons now for shows are like 10 episodes, right? This is a traditional like 27-episode season. I noticed that the other day. I was watching it, and I was like, God damn, this is episode 27 of this season?
That actually true? I thought it was like 13 episodes. It was 13 in the first season.
That true?
For an hour-long show, that's a lot.
One. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, maybe I'm getting it mixed up with... Maybe it's just the entire... I'll look it up.
The entire 13 times 2, that would make sense for sure.
Might be so boring that it feels like it's 13 or 27 episodes.
It could. Season 1 was 13. Season 2
What are you talking about, Ryan?
Is...
Or Adam, you don't even watch TV.
No, season 2 goes
Ryan
to 33.
Watched more TV than...
Currently, yes. I have no time to watch TV. I got a lot on my plate.
This plate's so small, it's overflowing.
You should start working on making that plate bigger. Then you won't be such a small plate.
I know, right?
It's got a full.
That's why you buy such big yogurts.
Okay.
Speaking of number of episodes, Stranger Things season 3 will only have 8 episodes, like the first season, instead of 9.
That's
like,
fun. Because one of them was a throwaway episode last season, anyways. They're like, let's take that piece of shit episode and throw it away.
This Batman Ninja. That's coming out in April.
Diva! Diva!
Okay. Batman Ninja.
You're a Batman Ninja.
Karate!
Okay, anything else, or should we get into Shed Talk? Or should we just...
I want to talk about this Boston Dynamics
thing
that somebody posted.
That's me. I put that on there for Ryan.
It's pretty cool. It's these two robots, but like... the second robot? So it's like a dog-shaped robot with no head kind of thing. But then there's a second one who's got like this fucking scary snake-like attachment that's actually kind of creepy looking because it gets all like... It looks like a mechanical monster type thing. Like if that thing was coming after you, it's kind of freaky. You watching that shit?
I know.
That second one's kind of freaky.
Wait, the second robot?
Yes, the second robot comes in. He's got like a snake-like...
It's a dog with
head.
He's got an attachment.
Yeah, you'll see. It's at like it's in like 20 seconds in. You'll see it.
Oh yeah. You mean it just use it? It comes like oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No.
There's a gripper
this is
attachment.
Fucked up. If these yeah, you're right. Oh. And they come in packs and they can open doors. Fuck this.
I know.
Fuck this shit. No.
Don't show it.
I like the little thing, like when he instead of letting the door slam, it like turns it and like makes sure that the door. Doesn't slam.
Yeah,
so it's
Then it's sneaking into the room. It's being quiet.
I know.
Well, not only that, but the first one realized it could not open the door, and then called the second one to come open the door. I don't like this. Oh my god, we're dead. Fucking Boston Dynamics.
Here's
so
the
dead.
Other thing. How does it identify that there's a doorway there?
Fucking Skynet. How do you think?
Right, Ryan. How does it do that?
If I had to guess, I would say that. they have a special sensor in that door. But in the future, it would be based on image recognition, and they would train it by, like, basically showing lots of images and saying, like, that's the door, and then it would see how people open it. They'd actually probably watch people, and that's how they'd learn.
Just so, think, Chris, tonight you're going to be sleeping, and you're like, oh, you're going to kind of drowsily wake up, and there's a fucking thing going like, tick, 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 and it's just a fucking arm just like grabs your bedspread off you. Yeah, and it pulls it down to like you, and it just like pulls down the blanket because it noticed you were too warm, and then it just out of the room.
So, in the future, we have to redesign the door to be able to beat robots.
Yes, that's what we need to do. Yeah. Yep. He's like, it's a knob, I can't do knobs.
Just kidding, or, tomorrow there'll be a video of it going like
where the door is a stone slab circle. That's,
yes, we gotta go back. Portcullises.
You gotta roll it. To
it
the
can't
side.
Get through a portcullis.
It's true.
That's funny.
They're evolving though. Faster and faster.
Cool. Alright. Shed talk
Shed
or
talk.
Are we done?
Shed talk. Shed talk. It's
I don't
like
think we
TED
really
talk.
Need shed talk on the podcast.
I think it's
but...
fun.
I think okay. We need
so why doesn't Amy want you to build a shed in the backyard?
One, she feels like it'll be a blight upon her backyard. A huge structured blight.
What if we paint it pink?
Two, she thinks that we don't have the technical expertise to build a giant shed structure.
What?
Three. See, that's
Dave,
German
Dave
three.
And I.
Three.
Did not see the structure I built in my backyard. Come on.
Three. She feels like it will be a giant structural blight on her backyard.
Huh.
I just want to show off my German three. Sorry.
Actually, if we're going to say, just tell her that is actually not a shed we're building. It is an improv class. And she can't
a meeting room
then.
For and you know if you put 10 foot by 10 foot mat, that is basically an improv meeting group right there.
Right. So huh? Now
actually, you don't even have to have a mat. You can just say like, you see the blue mat right there? That's where we're all going to participate, and then you can start throwing imaginary balls. You know what I mean? It's like super cheap.
Blue ball, thank you.
Yeah, but you don't need it's improv work equipment.
But then she's gonna say you could just go in the backyard and improv that there's a shed there.
And we'll be like, hey, did you just write that out? Because that sounds way too clever for it to be improv.
Right.
You should take what you're going to say and write it down and make it better and then perform
make
it.
Make it better then perform it.
Oh, you have to workshop your own improv?
So what I did today is I watched a video of people building a shed. And like, it was actually a workout shed in their backyard, time-lapsed over 2 days.
Cool.
Looks like a lot of work.
It's not as bad as you think.
I was thinking about it. It was in Australia, and it looked like a lot of work.
Oh, it's fucking Australia. They take a lot of beer breaks.
That's true. They seemed like they did, actually.
How many people was it? Two?
No, it was like four. And every now and then, like a female would come out and watch for like 2 minutes and go back in. So, I don't know. I'm all for it. I just need some technical expertise.
You got that right here and over there.
I think we should start with like the pouring the concrete slab, and if that turns out to be, you know, fairly level, then we can proceed.
Well, that's the best part is like you keep leveling it out as it's pouring.
Yeah,
you keep leveling
it.
And
you say that, but it's not being done yet, so I don't know. Maybe it's not.
Well,
maybe you're correct.
Out.
But you what I'd also like to do is write down like a basic cost for materials and get like an estimate of where we're at and see how it goes from there. You know what I mean?
Well, it'll probably be about $500 for cement.
That's about what I thought too, actually.
And wood is pretty cheap, so...
No, we're going to cut down a tree, and Ryan's going
to
make it into
you,
the wood
really
we need,
expensive,
remember?
Adam, because it's not seasoned.
Well, Ryan said it's really expensive. Ryan
maybe,
said it's like
maybe the wood's not in season.
When I bought all the 2x4s for my basement, it was like, I don't know, like $2 a board.
I know they told you it was out of season. They're like, sorry, man, it's more expensive. It's out of season.
Probably true.
They're like, this guy doesn't know anything, so we're just gonna tell him that.
You know what?
So that we get more money out of it.
But if I was rating people on like expertise of home repair, I think Adam's pretty high. I think he's very
Thank
high
you.
On my list.
Thanks, buddy. Just I can swing a hammer.
See? There you go.
I can put in lots of stuff.
I'd rank my dad number one.
In the world?
Let's get him over.
In the world, yep.
Let's get him. He can do it all.
No, but he is good because like, he does purchasing for house building.
So he's good with pencil and paper.
Wait, how does this help?
Well, he knows all the materials, how much they cost, which is what we were talking about.
Oh, I was talking about actually making building. But
he also knows how to build it.
I like
he also knows how to build stuff because he's built tons of stuff.
Why don't you go ahead and put in a request?
Purchase order.
Actually, you could probably get contractor prices then through Ryan's dad. Hmm. Or Jason. But I don't know if you trust Jason.
I trust Jason with everything. My balls, my cock, everything. He takes it all.
That's true. Ryan, are you okay with that? Ryan, does that bother you?
Yes. Why? Not really. It's gross.
It's gross.
It's not like it bothers
that's what
me
Jason
especially.
Was doing
so right now Ryan is both racist and homophobic.
And he's imagining it right now in his mind. He's like, oh no, that's gross. And he's getting a little turned on. Alright, I think we should stop Ched talk and talk about it later.
Alright.
Okay, thanks everyone for joining us. Adam, let people know where they can reach out and get to us.
If you want to send us money, we're located at Expected Science, baby. What's it called?
I don't know.
Why don't you start with contact? How can people get to us if they just want to contact us?
We're located on Facebook at GeekSync Store, and we have an email called GeekSyncStoreFTW, that's forthewin.com, at gmail.com.
Yes!
Yay!
He struggled, but he got there. Okay.
Write it down next time.
Cool. All right. We'll be back one Black Panther movie later, and we'll see everybody next week.
We'll be one black dong bigger next week.
I didn't say black dong.
That's what I heard.